You're listening to The Signal Daily. Hello, I'm Manaswini, your host for The Signal Daily podcast. This is the episode for 6th May 2024. Today, we talk about how Indian students are struggling to land good internship opportunities in the US amid a global economic downturn. In other news, Boeing is launching 2 astronauts into space aboard its Starliner capsule today. And stay tuned till the end as we also delve into Boeing's latest array of challenges. You think the job economy is bad? Well, think again. Because even internships are hard to come by, especially if you're an Indian student looking for a gig in the US. According to a report in the Economic Times, a significant number of Indian students, including the ones from elite Ivy Leagues, are failing to land internships amid a global economic slowdown. Now, this is interesting because the thing is, one of the biggest reasons behind why Indians make a beeline in the US is, yes, to chase the big American dream, but also in search of better education and employment opportunities. Now, consider this. The number of Indian students in the US increased by 35% and resulted in an all-time high of 268,923 students in the academic year of 2022 and 23. That's how much Indians value higher education in the US. In fact, according to the University Living Indian Students Mobility Report 2023 and 2024, Indian students spend about $50 billion annually pursuing higher education overseas. And this is not a one-way relationship by any means. Even American educational institutions need international students as college enrollments have been slowly dropping in the US since the pandemic years, which was exacerbated further by rising costs and large student loan balances. So they have to woo international students, especially Indians and Chinese students, who form the largest bulk. Now, this is one of the primary reasons why student visas are being prioritized by the Biden administration. And you know, in 2023, Indian students were issued a total of 130,839 F1 student visas in the US, which is a 14% increase from the previous year, as per an Education Times report. And after a decent education, usually a good internship is what gets you kick-started in the labor market. But looks like while the US might woo Indian students, the country itself might not have decent opportunities for Indian students after their education is complete. Quoting education consultants, the ET report said, the global economic slowdown has severely hit entry-level job opportunities in the US, and what has made this situation worse is that many companies are now looking to hire local students in an election year. And you know, this is making me wonder if the American dreams for Desis is reaching its end. For our second segment, we are going to bring you deep dives on stories from the world of technology, business, policy, and anything that leaves you with food for thought. And we are back with yet another Boeing story. If you're wondering what's wrong with the aircraft manufacturer now, well, you should ask what's not wrong. But before I get to what the new set of crises Boeing is facing, let me first tell you that the airplane maker, while staring at a string of issues at hand, is also all set to send astronauts to space. The company is sending 2 individuals, NASA's Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore, to the International Space Station on its Starliner capsule. And the big liftoff for Boeing's astronaut demo is happening tonight. And according to reports, Boeing plans to do 6 more such trips with the Starliner for NASA if this proves to be a successful mission. Starliner has been to space before, but not with humans aboard. But just like Boeing's ongoing problems with its airplanes, those test flights face their own share of issues. The first flight in 2019 encountered serious software problems that prevented the empty capsule from reaching the station. And then in the second attempt in 2022, there were problems with weak parachutes and flammable tape. This time around, though, according to reports, Boeing made sure to thoroughly test the spacecraft based on NASA's recommendations, and it also checked the thrusters, parachutes, and even ran a launch and abort test. Moreover, while talking to the Associated Press, Indian-American astronaut Sunita Williams, who will be taking off to space in Boeing Starliner, said, and I'm quoting her verbatim, "Sure, Boeing has had its problems, but we are the quality assurance. Our eyes are on the spacecraft," end quote. So clearly, both the astronauts trust Starliner. But this whole situation, if you ask me, is quite ironic. But anyway, Starliner is actually quite late to this party because Elon Musk's SpaceX Crew Dragon has been busy shuttling astronauts to and from the ISS, which is the International Space Station, since 2020, completing 9 trips already. And interestingly, NASA allocated over $4 billion to Boeing for its capsule development, while SpaceX only got $2.6 billion. Anyway, coming back to Boeing's troubles, you might have caught wind of its ongoing controversies, but for those who haven't, there's news about a second whistleblower from Boeing, Joshua Dean, who passed away unexpectedly after falling ill. Dean, a former quality auditor at Spirit Aerosystems, a Boeing supplier, raised concerns that Boeing's leadership ignored manufacturing defects in the 737 MAX. And earlier this year, as we had covered in our April 11, 2024 episode, which I'll also link in our show notes, John Barnett, a former Boeing quality manager, expressed similar concerns in interviews with the BBC and NYT before his passing in March. He highlighted rushed assembly processes and the use of low-quality parts in jets, also mentioning problems with Boeing's Dreamliner oxygen masks. So there's an obvious suspicion around these deaths, because for one, Barnett was found dead just days after he gave his initial testimony against Boeing. And in the case of Dean, reports suggest that the 45-year-old, previously in good health and leading an active lifestyle, passed away suddenly on Tuesday due to a fast-moving infection. And according to Fox 59, he contracted influenza B and MRSA, leading to pneumonia. And I'm not one to entertain conspiracy theories, but things do seem a little fishy here. Plus, according to the New York Post, around 10 more Boeing whistleblowers who had come forward might get deterred by these deaths. And Boeing is grappling with more than one issue right now. In the first quarter, the aircraft manufacturer reported a loss of $355 million. Additionally, as reported by the Wall Street Journal, Russian sanctions have led to one of Boeing's suppliers for the 787 Dreamliner's heat exchangers shutting down operations. And this is expected to have an impact on Boeing's Dreamliner deliveries for the year. Meanwhile, the journal also reports Embraer, a Brazilian aircraft manufacturer, is planning to create an ambitious new narrow-body jet to compete with Boeing 737 MAX and Airbus's A320. But Gus Kelly, CEO of AerCap, doesn't seem too convinced. He told the newspaper, and I quote, "I think it's a long shot, to be honest. And even if it does come off, I don't think it'll be relevant for the next 15 years. End quote. So with mounting scrutiny over aircraft safety and allegations of poor workmanship from whistleblowers, Boeing could soon find itself in hotter water. Well, competition or no competition, Boeing's problems seem to linger here. Now, how will it find its way out of this mess? That's a million-dollar question. If you like listening to The Signal Daily, please show us some support. Rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this podcast. So feel free to shoot an email at hello@thesignal.co. The episode was researched, written and produced by Shaurbri and me, Manaswini. Edited by Roshni Nair, mastered and mixed by Yash Hirve. You can catch this podcast every morning on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Prime Music, Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are thesignal.co on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.